Track 14, Mike Liggins. The TV star looks back at his relationship in the month of love.
It wasn't exactly love at first sight, but it was probably pretty close to that. I'm talking about the first moment I saw Jeanette Harrison, the woman who went on to become Jeanette Liggins and has now been my wife for 27 years. It was probably something more akin to another four-letter word beginning with the letter L. I'm sure you can guess. I don't think magazine columns are supposed to have emojis in them, but if they did, there would be a winking one right here. It was the summer of 1994, and I was in the Look East newsroom in All Saints Green in Norwich. I was 32 at the time and single. I was the sports reporter at Look East, a cheeky chappy who thought he was a bit of a ladies' man. I wasn't, of course, as you are about to discover, but blokes are blokes, aren't they? A bit stupid sometimes. I first saw Jeanette when she walked into the Look East newsroom for the afternoon news meeting. I can't remember anything about the news that day, but I can remember Jeanette very clearly. She had a pretty face and a mass of long, blonde, curly hair down to her shoulders. I can even remember what she was wearing. A white polo shirt, ripped jeans and big boots on her feet. Jeanette came over and stood near me and I decided to go for a quick icebreaker, something like, "Couldn't you afford a new pair of jeans then?" Sadly, this brilliantly funny opening gambit was on life support the moment it left my mouth, and by the time the awkward pause had finished, it was as dead as a doornail. When I look back now, I think I can see tumbleweed blowing across the newsroom. She clearly thought I was a plonker, but not just any plonker, more of an avoid this man at all costs type of plonker. So yes, things started badly. When Netflix eventually agreed to make a movie about this wonderful love story, we will cut to an on-screen caption which reads, "A few weeks later." After the disastrous jeans remark, things improved a fraction. Jeanette and I had been dancing around each other a little bit, not literally, you understand, because I can't dance, but there was a bit of flirty banter. Politically correct, BBC approved flirty banter. Jeanette now claims she wasn't even remotely interested in me at this stage, but that can't quite be true. It was June the 2nd, Jeanette's birthday, and she hadn't got anything planned, so I invited her out to lunch. I booked a table for two at Adlard's in Norwich, which was a smart restaurant on Upper St Giles, where Roger Hickman's is now. On the day, I put on some posh gear, bought some beautiful flowers, and turned up the old Lego charm to the max. It all went smoothly, or so I thought. I didn't know it at the time, thank God, but I had committed a fashion faux pas so horrendous the relationship nearly didn't go any further. For this, I blame my father. He was a lovely man in many ways, but style wasn't his strong suit. In the summer, Dad used to wear Minorcan sandals, a jaunty type of open-toed sandal. We'd been on holiday to the sun-kissed island and he'd bought a pair, thinking quite incorrectly that they'd work well back home in the Midlands. For some unknown reason, I copied him, and back in 1994 was the proud owner of a pair of Minorcan sandals. Not in itself a huge crime, perhaps, but the mistake I made, apparently, was wearing them to a posh restaurant. To cut a long story short, Jeanette saw my sandals and came close to vomiting. She didn't tell me at the time, but she did later, and I was crushed. The sandals went in the bin. Somehow, against all the odds, we went on to fall in love, get married, and stay married for a long time. Today, any sandal purchase has to be pre-approved, and sandals can only be worn in very specific circumstances. And the moral of this story, well, in this crazy month of love with cards and cutish teddy bears being bought, in this month where romance goes a bit bananas, just remember that even if a relationship starts badly, it can end well. Just ask Jeanette. Happy Valentine's. Lots of love. Mike.